This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center has issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the Lionhead area in West Yellowstone and Centennial Mountains in Island Park, Idaho. Natural and human-triggered avalanches are likely. Avalanche terrain and avalanche runout zones should be avoided. The avalanche danger is rated high on all slopes. In the southern Madison Range, southern Gallatin Range, and mountains around Cook City, the avalanche danger is rated considerable. Heavy, dense snow is creating unstable conditions and triggering slides is likely. In the mountains around Bozeman and Big Sky, rain, dense snow, strong winds, and new snow, especially on wind-loaded slopes, makes the possibility of triggering avalanches a lot. And the danger is rated moderate. Gallatin County's top story of 2022 was the historic flooding that hammered Yellowstone National Park in southern Montana. For the 150th anniversary of Yellowstone National Park in 2022, federal officials had planned a series of activities to commemorate the event, but their focus immediately shifted when a 500-year flood prompted evacuations and destroyed infrastructure in June. The world's first national park marked its sesquicentennial on March 1st. Staff used the occasion as an opportunity to highlight and celebrate the 27-plus tribal nations with deep cultural and historical connections to Yellowstone's vast landscape. At the time, snowpack levels in the mountains around southwest Montana were extremely low, since temperatures stayed high and precipitation was minimal during last winter. Then in April, the pattern shifted. Rain fell at low elevations and snow accumulated high in the mountains around Yellowstone. On June 13th, heavy rain fell on snow, which prompted a dramatic melt and led to record-breaking flooding throughout the region. The Yellowstone River and other waterways in the Paradise Valley and along the Beartooth Front swelled. The floodwaters washed out roads, bridges, homes, and infrastructure. In the park, officials quickly evacuated some 10,000 tourists as roads washed out, becoming impassable. The damage was most significant in Montana towns north of the park, in Park and Carbon counties. In Gardner, residents were left isolated as several feet of water covered U.S. Highway 89 in Yankee Jim Canyon. A boil advisory was issued after a sewer pipe ruptured. In Livingston and in Red Lodge, floodwaters carved away portions of riverbanks, roads, and bridges and tore sections from the Beartooth Highway. All told, the flooding damaged hundreds of homes and wrecked five state-owned bridges. $20 million in damages across the Custer-Gallatin National Forest and almost $30 million in damage were done to transportation infrastructure in Montana. Miraculously, no injuries or deaths were reported. In the weeks following the flood, Yellowstone National Park received an initial $50 million in emergency federal funding to begin the repair damaged transportation infrastructure. The government funding bill passed by the U.S. Senate this week includes more than $900 million for the park. By the start of last July, about 93% of Yellowstone's roads reopened to visitor traffic. Crews repaired the northeast entrance road by mid-October and spent the summer widening and paving an old stagecoach road between Gardner and Mammoth. The new pathway opened to visitor traffic in late October. During an event to celebrate the opening of Old Gardner Road to vehicle traffic October 29th, Deputy Secretary of the Interior Tommy Boudreau called the project a bureaucratic miracle. Three people died after they fell through the ice on a lake in central Arizona. The three were walking on Woods Canyon Lake about 30 miles from the central Arizona city of Payson when they fell through the ice. The victims lived in Chandler, Arizona, and were originally from India. Emergency crews found one woman's body Monday night, and officials continue to search for the other victims. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.